Good morning, everyone. This morning we're in Numbers chapter 9. Recall where we are in Numbers 9 as we are in the second year of the Israel's journey in the desert. They got the tabernacle set up and God's presence began to dwell among them after year 1. And now they're in year 2. However, they're at the very beginning of that year. And you might recall that their year was dated with the Passover. So in the first year of their journey, on the 14th day of Nisan, the first month of the Jewish year, that is when the Israelites were freed from Egypt through the Passover. And that's how they dated their year. So in the first year, on the 14th day of the month, there was Passover, and God saved them through the blood of the Lamb, and God parted the sea. They brought them into the desert, where they survived in the desert through, you know, water from the rock and manna and quail. And then eventually they got the law. They set up the tabernacle in that first year. And at the end of that first year, the glory of the Lord lived among them in their camp, and they camped around the tabernacle. Now they're in the beginning of the second year, and Passover is coming again. So the second Passover is happening. So thus the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Now let the sons of Israel observe the Passover." The Passover was really a big deal. And when the Passover was first mentioned in Exodus chapter 12, it was said that they were supposed to celebrate the Passover every year. So this is going to be their first opportunity to remember it. So you're supposed to celebrate Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall observe it. At its appointed time, you shall observe it according to its statutes and according to all its ordinances. And even when it was first given in Exodus 12, there were ordinances or rules or things they were supposed to do in order to celebrate the Passover. So Moses told the sons of Israel to observe the Passover. They observed the Passover in the first month of the 14th day of the month at twilight, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did. And that's one of the things you'll see in this season, in particular, after God's presence began to dwell in their camp in the second year, Israel seems to be doing a good job, at least in this season, in obeying God, drawing near to God, and following God. What a beautiful thing that is. May we be like that, where we honor our Lord and remember Him and stay steadfast in following Him. But there were some men who were unclean because of the dead person. So when someone died for a period of time, you would be unclean, and therefore you would not participate in the activities of the camp because they were concerned that maybe by being around a dead person, you could have something that plagued that person and you could plague the camp. So then they would separate themselves because of their proximity to someone who had died. So anyways, as a result of this dead person, they could not observe the Passover on that day. So they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. Those men said to him, "Though we are unclean because of the dead person, why are we restrained from presenting the offering of the Lord at its appointed time among the sons of Israel?" So they kind of felt bad they couldn't celebrate the Passover and bring a rightful offering to God during that time. Moses therefore said to them, "Wait, and I will listen to what the Lord will command concerning you." And isn't that interesting? And what a good example and what good advice. When they had a situation where it's like, well, we're supposed to celebrate, but we also need to honor God's law regarding our proximity to a dead person and being unclean. And Moses said, "You know what? Just wait. I'll go talk to the Lord and I'll see what the Lord has to say." And what great advice. And, you know, Moses was really a good leader here. And, you know, that's what we need to do sometimes, is stop and seek discernment from the Lord on a question that we might have. And God provided Moses with wisdom here. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if any one of you or of your generations becomes unclean because of a dead person or is on a distant journey." So maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you had to leave on a journey and you couldn't be back in time for Passover. "He may, however, observe the Passover to the Lord In the second month, on the 14th day at twilight, they shall observe it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. So God made a way for them to celebrate on the second month, but only if they had a legitimate reason. And I believe way into the future in our journey through Passover or through the Israelite journey, we'll see that this actually occurred, where they, believe it or not, they forgot about the Passover and they weren't even observing it anymore. And when they discovered it, they observed it not on the correct day, just because they didn't want to wait a whole year to honor God. So this practice that we have here seems to have come to fruition at a different time. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break a bone of it. According to all the statute of the Passover, they shall observe it. So listen, this is the instruction of the Passover if you do it on the correct month. But even if you were out of town on a significant journey, or you're in the proximity of a dead person, when you would do it on the second month, you wouldn't leave any of it till morning. You know, the lamb, you'd eat the lamb, nor break a bone of it. And isn't that interesting? And that's echoed in Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, that one of the instructions for the Passover lamb, when you would partake of it, that you weren't supposed to break the bone of a Passover lamb. And those who attend our church probably are familiar with what I'm about to say, but it's so incredibly important, is that the Passover lamb saved people from the spirit of destruction on the original Passover. And all the firstborn were saved, while the Egyptian firstborn were taken. Because they had the blood of the lamb over their doorposts, God worked out salvation for them. And what is incredible is that that's one day a year, and Jesus died on that day. Many, many, many years later, Jesus Christ came. You might remember they celebrated Passover in the upper room, him with his apostles. And that evening, he was arrested. And that same day, because a Jewish day went from sunset to sunset, so they celebrated Passover Thursday evening on the 14th, when it would have switched from the 13th to the 14th at sunset. They celebrated the Passover in the middle of the night, or later in the early morning. He was arrested, and then he was put on a cross on Good Friday on Passover. And when he was on the cross, he had two thieves that were there on crosses as well, one on his left, one on his right. And they wanted to get the bodies off the crosses for the Sabbath, so the Sabbath would begin on that Friday at sunset, which then would change to their Saturday. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross, they're trying to expedite the deaths of Jesus and the thieves so then they could take their bodies off the cross. But Jesus had the ability to give up his spirit, so he had already died. The two thieves were alive, and what they would do in order to expedite death is they'd break the legs of the people on the crosses. They would then die quicker. They wouldn't be able to hold themselves up, and they would die quicker. So because Jesus was dead, they didn't break his legs, but they went to the two thieves and broke their legs. But just because they needed to make sure Jesus was good and dead, he had already given up his spirit, they pierced him in the side, and out came blood and water. Now, what's interesting is in Isaiah chapter 53 and also in Psalm 22, it said that the Messiah, Jesus, would be pierced for our transgressions. And what's incredible is that Jesus is the Passover lamb. He is the one that saves us. He died on Passover. And just as the instructions were 1,800 years earlier to not break the bones of the Passover lamb, only one of the three that were on the cross didn't have their bones broken, and that was Jesus. And only one of the three was pierced, and that was Jesus. And everything came together on that one special day. Jesus is the Passover lamb. And just like they were saved by the blood of the lamb on the first Passover, we today are saved by the blood of the lamb. And God tied all the knots. He did everything according to his word. And it's incredible and it's beautiful. And oh, that the world would know what God has done throughout history to reveal that you can trust him. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Passover lamb. So Moses told the sons of Israel to observe the Passover on the 14th day at twilight. excuse me, I got to re-enter where we were. So they shall, in the second month, on the 14th day at twilight, verse 11, they shall observe it, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and with herbs, nor break any bone of it. According to this, all the statute of the Passover, they shall observe it. But the man who is clean and is not on a journey, and yet neglects to observe the Passover, that person shall be cut off from his people, for he did not present the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. So if you were clean, meaning you weren't around someone who died, and you weren't on a journey, then you're supposed to do it on the correct time. And if not, you'll be cut off. Now, what's interesting is that this is why Jesus and the apostles made sure they honored Passover and got together that night. And then that's the night Jesus died. So Jesus and his apostles were still honoring the word of God in their lifetimes. All right. That man will bear a sin, the one who does not honor the Lord on Passover. If an alien sojourns among you and observes the Passover to the Lord, according to the statute of the Passover and according to his ordinance, so he shall do. You shall have one statute both for the alien and for the native of the land. And one of the things that's interesting here is you'll see that, you know, people who were not originally Israelites could begin to take part in the Passover if they wanted to honor God, and they could be circumcised and they could celebrate Passover like an Israelite would, because Abraham's family was supposed to be a blessing to the nations. And here other peoples are able to worship Yahweh and participate in this. So that a beautiful thing that is. Now, on the day that the tabernacle was erected, so now it's, you know, they're 14 days in to the second year, and the tabernacle was erected, you know, in the prior year at the end of the year. Now, on that day that the tabernacle was erected, verse 15, the cloud covered the tabernacle of the tent of the testimony in the evening, and it was like the appearance of fire over the tabernacle until morning. So God's presence revealed itself through fire and smoke over the tabernacle. And this is one of the things I think that really helped them to honor God, is they could see a physical representation of God's presence over the most holy place. Well, now we have not something we can see, but we have the physical representation of God's spirit living and dwelling inside of us. And we need to pause like Moses and say, wait and listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks to us. So it was continuously, the cloud would cover it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was lifted from over the tent, afterward, the sons of Israel would then set out in the place where the cloud settled down. There the sons of Israel would camp. So by the nature of the cloud of smoke that came over the tabernacle, they would know whether they were supposed to stay where they were or where they would move. They would watch God's presence, and that would indicate whether they stayed where they were or they moved. At the command of the Lord, the sons of Israel would set out, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud settled over the tabernacle, they remained camped. Even when the cloud lingered over the tabernacle for many days, the sons of Israel would keep the Lord's charge and not set out. So that if the fire was just staying put right there over the tabernacle, they just stayed where they were. If sometimes the cloud remained a few days over the tabernacle, according to the command of the Lord, they remained camped. Then according to the command of the Lord, they set out. If sometimes the cloud remained from evening until morning, when the cloud was lifted in the morning, they would move out. Or if it remained in the daytime and at night, whenever the cloud was lifted, they would set out. So if the cloud lifted from, then they would move. If not, they stayed. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a year, remember, they're going to spend another 38 years or so in the desert. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud lingered over the tabernacle, staying above it, the sons of Israel remained camped and did not set out. But when it was lifted, they did set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they set out. They kept the Lord's charge according to the command of the Lord through Moses. And again, a special time in history where Israel seems to really be listening and honoring God, obeying him, following his rules. And that's the way to blessing. That's the way that life will go well, is when we continue to honor God and follow him. When we get away from that and we do our own thing, is when we're susceptible to having our sins catch up with us and having there be consequences for our sin. So may we be like Israel at its one of its finest times here in the desert, nonetheless, camping nonetheless, but obeying their God. And may that be true of us. But never forget about the significance of the Passover and how God fulfilled Jesus's sacrifice and being the Lamb of God on that day. And, you know, now we know of that day as the Last Supper, and it's celebrated today as a reminder of Jesus making a new covenant, ushering in the new covenant at that special meal of Passover. But we should also remember the Passover too, and the blood of the Lamb, both for its Israel origin and also for the fact that then that became the day that Jesus gave his life for us. So praise God, praise the Lord for the evidence of his sacrificing his son on that special day. May we never forget. God bless you all.